You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I'm joined, as always, with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. You?
Good, man. Good. And of course, Andrew's with Jericho Road Ministries. And today we have the distinct privilege of having a conversation with Mr. Tommy Primo. What is up, Tommy?
Another beautiful day in paradise.
It is indeed here in Spring Hill, Florida. Now, of course, Tommy is with PX3 Laser Engraving, and he's been with that company here for almost a year. We're getting ready to celebrate 1 year anniversary, so congratulations on that. Even in the midst of COVID, here he is, not only surviving, but definitely thriving. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment. Before we get started, I did want to mention this is the Winning Edge podcast for the Winning Edge chapter of BNI. And one of the things that, because we do have this this podcast for our chapter, we are giving every member a one CEU credit, right, for listening to one of these podcasts. And the reason is because we want to make sure that we encourage all of our members to get to know their fellow members. And today we get to know Tommy a little bit better, what he does, what his business can do for you, and what his business can do for others, you know, our clients, customers, friends, family. Yeah, Andrew.
And just with that, we want everybody to come on.
Absolutely.
Everybody to come on. Yep. And so it's, you know, I think of it this way, you can extend your 45 seconds. You know, it's a great way to extend that. And so awesome news. That's a CEU, and we want everybody on.
We only have now 8 minutes, you know, do a feature presentation maybe once a year because we have so many members over 60. So this is definitely an opportunity to get out there, have a longer time. Go ahead, Tommy.
Something I've noticed is I listen to the podcast and I feel like I've had another one-to-one. I learned something like, oh, I didn't get that out of my one-to-one. So I'm learning more, which is beneficial for me.
And that that's awesome to hear because that was the intent when we started the podcast. So now I'm glad to hear that it's doing what we had hoped it would do. Because you never know when you're putting these things out, you never know how it's going to be received. So that's good to know.
Yeah, and you know, just to echo that, when I came in, that was what I did to learn. You know, I'll just listen to the podcast, and so then I would try to schedule a one-to-one with that person afterwards, and I'd impress them because I'm like, I already knew some of these stuff. And they're like, man, how do you know this? Go listen to the podcast. You know, so it's really good. So it's a great tool to use.
You creeping on me, man?
Yeah.
No, just listen to the podcast.
This new guy knows a little too much.
Right.
Weirdo.
The other thing I did want to mention is we're doing two kinds of episodes right now. We may even you know, bring in a third kind here in a bit, more kind of chapter focused. But for the time being, we're doing these interview type style interviews, where we want to know a little bit about the member, about their business, about how we can help them. And then a second type that we've started here over the last month or so is kind of more business focused. You know, how it is, what are ways we can help the business? We'll be doing that here in a bit today. Tommy's agreed to join us for that as well. So anyhow, with that being said, I say let's go ahead and get started. Tommy, we want to talk a little bit about you, about your business. We want to know how long you've been in BNI, how BNI has helped, if it has. I want to talk about, you know, how COVID has impacted your business as well a little bit. Again, want to know about referrals, and then we'll close it down with a rapid fire section, okay?
Sounds good.
So as always, the big question is, who is Tommy Primo?
Tommy Primo, originally from New York, moved down here 8 years ago when I was lucky enough to meet the love of my life. So I have a blended family. So I have two kid children from my first marriage, Bo, who I work with at PX3 Laser. It's 26. My daughter's 19. And Carter and Dominic, 14 and 10-year-olds. So lived in Spring Hill. We moved here, you know, like I said, 7-8 years ago. And couldn't look back. Best decision ever.
So far, so good?
So far, so good.
I know Andrew has been here since about the middle of 2018, so he's fairly new to the area as well. You like it?
Oh, yeah. Florida's awesome.
Yeah.
You New York, right?
Yeah, upstate.
So we know what that cloudy, snowy, this is a lot better, correct?
Yeah, if I would have only known 40 years ago, you know, I didn't move. If I didn't meet my wife down here, and she was going to move to New York, Florida-born girl. Remember coming down to visit her in December going, wait a minute. I'm in shorts and a tank top, and I'm going to move her to New York.
Yep.
I moved my business down here.
I know, again, I'm born and raised here in Florida, and so I know many Thanksgivings and Christmas and New Year's days, and again, in shorts, just sweating up a storm, which is super strange. You know, you're thinking, you've seen on TV the snow and white Christmas and all these kind of things, and obviously what we have outside is a lot different than that. But now the snowbirds are coming back down at this point in time. We're ending September 2020. It's been definitely a different kind of a year here for sure. So what are some interests? What are some things you like to do?
Like hunting.
Okay.
Football, the NFL.
Yeah.
Traveling. And I'm pretty big at doing the home projects.
So let's look at those a little bit. So hunting in particular, I know deer is one of the things you like
deer,
to hunt. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's not just the hunting. It's also the time that you get to spend with friends or family as well, right?
It's my son. You know, and since he was a little kid, you know, we'd go out hunting, and that's what it was all about, was the time we spent together.
Yeah.
So I enjoy more of that than the actual hunting. I don't care if I get something. I'd much rather just hanging out with him all day. And
making memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. And then you mentioned football, NFL in particular. Now, you're from New York, so are you a Giants fan, a Jets fan?
Absolutely not a New York fan.
Love it.
At all.
Love
never
it.
Have been. Never have been. Even when I lived there, I was not a fan of them for, you know, a couple of reasons, but was a Colts fan growing up,
okay.
And then I'm a Bucks fan since I moved here. It's
love
great
it.
To have a team that's so close and it's affordable. I could go to.
Yeah, one of the greatest of all time quarterback. I mean,
yep.
I have to say, conflicted, man, because I've had a hate relationship with Mr. Tom Brady for many, many years, and all of a sudden now he's wearing the pewter and red, and love him to death. So.
You know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Sports are very, one moment you love this guy, next minute,
that's
you know
right.
what, he's not your friend, and vice versa. So enjoy it, right?
Started out 0-1, man. We're now 2-1, so things are looking up for sure. And Lightning won last night, too. So Lightning Stanley Cup champions, woo-woo.
Yep.
Tampa has a chance.
They do.
Tampa has
they
a
do.
Chance to celebrate not just one, but
that's
maybe
right.
three.
Mm-hmm.
Major titles this year.
Some people might say that would be perfect for 2020, that Florida. A lot of folks love Florida, so that Florida would have that many championships, you know.
Hey, we got a chance.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Come on, it's good.
Rays number one seed in the American League. So you mentioned traveling as well, Tommy. Now, obviously, 2020 hasn't been a great year for traveling.
No.
I think the last trip you went on a cruise back maybe April of 19 or something?
Last April, yep.
Okay. And you went to the Bahamas?
Yep.
I actually did that early at the very beginning of the year, just before the pandemic hit. I came home, got really, really sick. Don't think it was COVID, but did get really, really sick. And obviously, nobody's been traveling, since then. You actually had another trip scheduled last year as well, but didn't end up getting to go.
No, we went April.
This year.
This past April, we were supposed to go, and then got moved to November, and that's been canceled too. So.
Sorry about that. Do you have another plan for 2021 or?
We haven't yet.
Okay.
My son's getting married in 2021.
Okay,
so
congrats.
That'll be the big thing. And
yeah,
trying to get over. We didn't go traveling, so we did home projects. I redid my kitchen. So.
Yeah. One of the things that we do is I'll go on these kind of work conferences and then take the family with us. So it's kind of a little, you know, built-in family trip. And unfortunately, they've all been canceled this year. So, you know, it's unfortunate. And then home projects. You just did a big kitchen remodel. Is that right?
Yeah, it started as a simple, I'm going to do the floor because COVID hit. I got nothing else to do. And I started in the floor in the living room, the bedroom. Then it was the hall, the living room. And, well, we're going to do it in the kitchen. Well, we must have moved the kitchen around. So we gutted the whole kitchen through that.
Andrew, is that something that you could handle?
No. I tend to think I can, but then when I start doing it, I'm like, nope.
Yeah,
can't do that one.
I too am not very handy, so hats off to you.
Well, I didn't do it all.
Yeah.
I did use some BNI partners.
Yeah,
Jason Gunn did the cabinets, and then I had the painting and sheetrock done by Shireen. So I did what I could, and I know when to ship out the rest.
So. I can assure you did more than I could handle. So.
I would echo for myself there.
Now, you mentioned using some of the BNI partners. Now, you've been in BNI. You joined the chapter, I think it was December of 2019.
Yeah.
You had actually visited another chapter previously. I think Judy Barito invited you, right?
Yeah, longtime friend.
Yeah, you've known Judy a really long time. And so tell me a little bit about kind of your first experience with the Winning Edge.
Was very surprised. I visited another chapter. Was fine. And when I visited the Winning Edge, I knew before I left that this is the one. Just the gel, the people, how well I felt as part of the family just as a visitor was flooring. the first time to come in and feel like that. And I didn't feel like it was made up. It was truly, you could see the good people, and, you know, I could see where the good people can help me shine. I'm always one to see how can I learn and grow, and that's a nice thing to have that I can grow from too.
Yeah. It's one thing that's always stands out to me. I've said it quite a few times, but it's the having other professionals around me actually make me a better practitioner, right? Make me a better attorney because now I can help my clients in other ways that I wasn't previously able to do so. Again, one of those benefits that I don't think we think about going in for sure, but it's definitely something that's been big for me.
Yeah, and that you were telling us prior to the recording that it was December, I think, when you joined, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, remind us that story that you're telling us about how big of a deal that was when you first came in. And
yeah, so I started the 1st of December, and, you know, it's right before Christmas. We knew that was going to be the busy time. So we had someone put on Facebook they were looking for an engraving, some keychains. And within the first, you know, 2 weeks in, 20, 30 people were posting our business that I have not met and totally knew yet. So it just showed the power. It's like these people already accepted me in the family. So that has turned into that customer comes back and they always talk about, I can't believe how many people recommended you. She's like, that floored me. So many people threw your name out there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I think, you know, Keith Boyle's mentioned it each and every week, fellow referral partners, you know.
Yeah.
And not only are we out there, you know, looking intentionally, looking proactively to find each other business. But again, those are other ways, you know, get online, get on Facebook. Somebody says, hey, I need fill in the blank. And well, here you go. You have the Facebook mafia, right?
Yeah.
Coming out and saying, hey, here's who you need to use. So absolutely the power of B&I there.
I really feel everyone's my business partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what, I can learn something, business-wise, whatever. So it's great all the way around. Even personal, you can grow as a person.
So I did want to go back real quick. So prior to October is when you started your business, PX3 Laser Engraving, right? I know you joined B&I then about 2 months later in December, right? But going back in time a little bit prior to that, you'd actually been had owned a franchise for Snap-on.
Correct.
For about 9 years.
Yep.
You and your son had this idea, hey, why don't we try something new? That's PX3 Laser Engraving. So how did that all come about?
I was looking to get out of the franchise world.
Okay.
And I started looking at laser engraving. And my son decided he was going to try something on his own. And I said, well, you know, I really like it. And but I decided to go, I got wooed to the corporate thing. I said, well, if he's going to go do his thing, I'm going to try something different. So I went to go do my own thing. And then he came back and said, you know, I really was interested in it. He's really the arts and crafts behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got the design side. Mm-hmm. So I kind of needed him for this. So and he decided to come back and said, yeah, I really want to get into it. I want to own my own business. I don't want to work for someone else. I'm ready for it. So we come back together and put the plan together and, you know, started it off in October.
And obviously it was just how you had planned 5-6 months in. Suddenly we have a nationwide, someplace worldwide lockdown pandemic.
Yep.
And you're like, great, here we go.
Yeah.
So how'd you get through, man?
We just, you know, honestly, it's the B&I partners.
Yeah.
You know, it was to be having that strong people that were there. You know, people just calling, is there anything we can do for you? Why? You know, it was just flooring that, well, what about you? Well, I'm not worried about me. What about you? All through the whole chapter, rung that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and having each other's back and then just talking about what's going on, what can we do? And then ideas, well, what do you think about this? Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely a big thing. And we just kept our nose down and, you know, we kind of got fortunate. We got our ATF FFL license for firearms. So we can legally engrave firearms.
Okay.
Right around December, January.
Mm-hmm.
And the gun market took off.
Okay. Okay.
So that helped. I mean, if we didn't have that through the pandemic, I'd be a lot worse off.
Mm-hmm.
But that took in, and then that business that we added really stepped up and helped a lot.
Yeah. And then that's with Cerakoting and things like that, right?
Yep,
Cerakoting. What is that?
It's a ceramic coating.
Okay.
And with firearms, very tight tolerance. So Cerakoting is very super thin. So unlike paint or powder coating, it's super thin, like a millimeter. And you can do different designs, all custom.
So not just a single color, but you can put designs in any colors, anything you want.
American flag. Yeah. That's been our most popular gun by far. So.
See, I've seen some of them. Beautiful, right, Andrew?
They're phenomenal. Too. I mean, that I was telling somebody about the other day, and I'm like, I know this is not a good explanation, but it looks like they just dip it in this really cool thing, and mm-hmm. it comes out, and it looks amazing.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I wish it was that easy.
That's my whole point. I know that's not it, but it looks that cool.
Now, when you and your son started PX3 Laser Engraving, one of the goals you had was to purchase a second machine, right? You know, within that first year. And I believe you met that goal much more quickly than you'd even anticipated.
Yeah, we actually met it like 2-3 months in. Yeah. You know, in December, we were buying our second laser. And then shortly after that, we added the Cerakoting.
Yep.
So we've grown quite a bit, a lot quicker than we thought.
And you're in the process, before the end of the year, in fact, you have something in the works, right?
Yeah, we just closed on a property and ordered a building and putting up a, you know, going to probably almost triple our shop.
And this is 2020, right?
That's amazing.
This is
that's
2020.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. So congratulations there for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit more about who it is that you can help. You know, the folks, clients that you're looking for that you really can do a lot for. Who are those kind of ideal clients?
Business owners. Businesses okay. that want to be branded, that want their customers to know who they are, mm-hmm. you know, and also add some revenue. There's a lot of things we can do that they could sell in. You know, from their coffee stop shop, their automotive shop. There's businesses that people will buy your stuff.
Yeah.
They like your logo. They want to be part of you. If they know, like, and trust you, they're going to support you.
Yeah. You mentioned tumblers. Yeah, I mean, I know you've done some, whether it's coffee cups. You I mean, anything. You name it, you can handle it,
pretty
right?
much. We can engrave on granite, which is another thing that we – headstones.
Mm-hmm.
We do headstones now.
Really?
Granite, okay. Leather, slate, acrylic, wood, mm-hmm. cutting, engraving, metals.
Again, let me just share a few things that you've done for me at Chambers Law Firm here. We've got these portfolios that you've got our logo on. You've got our little kind of fighting for our veterans listed there. You got our names listed on it. You made one of these for all of our staff. I know you've done these hats for us as well. There's patches
yep.
That we're able to put on hats that you've created. We have these slate coasters. You put our logo on that. You've done. We had a podcast sign, Chambers Law Firm. You know, podcast sign on air that you recently you know finished for us as well. What are some other things?
So back to the hats.
Yeah.
So he did our Jericho hats.
Yeah.
With it. It's this really cool leather patch.
Yeah.
And it's engraved on. So I got to give that as a gift to all my board members.
Yeah. Oh,
and
nice.
The board was like, holy cow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So quite a few people in the community now have seen these hats. And I will say that because of that, I had another business owner say, hey, where did you get those hats? I want to do the same thing. So it's really sweet. You did plaques for us. Basically, as I was saying prior to the podcast, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a surface you can put something on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something we can do for sure.
It's good stuff. It's good work.
Now, you mentioned business owners. I know one of the things that you do are some like boat dash panels. Talk about that a little bit.
A huge part of our business actually doing it's the instrument panel for all the gauges and the switches go on boats.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only cut the acrylic. We can engrave it, put personalized logos, your name. And a lot of times we can backlight them. They actually move them around, add stuff to them. So.
And. Real quick, going back to the podcast sign, it's an acrylic sign,
yep.
and it actually has a light on it, so it actually we're able to light it up when we're recording. That way, nobody you know comes in and interrupts during that period of time. So the backlighting for these boat dash panels would be kind of similar to
same,
that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you showed me one of those in my office. It's pretty sweet to see how you can you know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, especially if you're. What if it's dark? You need to see this. You know, there's
well, yeah.
a lot of different things, but it's not only is it. Got a utilitarian purpose, but it was very, very well designed.
Yeah, a big thing is, you know, what switch does what?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to turn your bilge pump off.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain things that's important out there, and it, you don't always know, but when engraving it, it doesn't come off where, you know, decals and stuff like
right.
that will wear off.
Fade away.
Yeah.
You know. You know, Chris, on the soundboard,
yeah.
that's what we should
there
do. We're always messing with
that's
the
true.
Soundboard. You could help us with that one.
Keep it set. Now, Christmas, you reminded us this morning. I believe you said Christmas is 86 days away.
It is.
That's ridiculous. I ain't buying it, but it's coming up soon. And so I know, like, you know, for example, you've created or you made ornaments, right? Christmas ornaments, you know, special engraved.
Yep.
Last year for our daughter, Nora, for her first Christmas, you did something for me for that. What are some other examples of Christmas gifts that maybe folks out there could have you customize?
We've done a few of these actually gun holders.
Mm-hmm.
For the nightstand to hold your watch, your phone, it's like a charging station. That's all customized. We got some other new things that we're working on for some other law enforcement.
Okay.
But anything, I like the personalized stuff from it. It's a plaque. It could be a name. You know, it could be the family name. Mm-hmm. You know, for the hallway or something.
Actually, I saw your wallet, and you're going to make us some wallets here, yeah, actually, as well. So, again, like Andrew said, if you got something that you want to customize, you know, Tommy can get it done for you.
I mean, if you can imagine it, we can do it. You know, it's just all about being imagined. You know,
yeah.
Give us a little bit of idea. We'll help run with it. So,
how can somebody get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Our Facebook, website. You know, Facebook's PX3 Laser Engraving. Our website's PX3 Laser Engraving. Or give us a call. 352-600-0252.
All right, very good. Well, Tommy, thank you much for that, man. Let's do a little bit of rapid fire.
Exactly. I'm excited. All right, Tommy, so the key to this is quick, so we're going to just pop it out, all right? And obviously, if you want to add a little bit, feel free. But first one we got for you here is best book that you've read. It could be business, it could be networking, it could be anything. What is the best book that you've read?
Zig Ziglar, I'll See You at the Top.
Awesome. Most important networking trait that you've learned?
Helping others.
Okay, great. And then if you could go back in time, here's a couple things we'd ask you, the younger Tommy, all right? So one, what networking secret do you wish you would have known sooner?
Don't wait for it to happen, go make it happen.
Okay. Why? I mean, so I'm going to stop there on that one a little bit. Go make it happen. Like, expand on that a little bit. Why was that such an important thing? Do you feel like you waited too long or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I waited. I'm waiting for a break. I'm waiting for something to hit me. Well, you can't wait for something. You want something. You just got to figure out how to do it and go make it happen.
I think that's a big deal in our chapter. Just figure it out. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're all learned during COVID.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, cool. Business tip that you wish you had known sooner?
Be more approachable. I always wasn't. I mean, I was always sheltered and quiet. And, you know, if you didn't come to me, we wouldn't talk. But now I'm put myself out there, and it changes the whole world.
Yeah, that does not sound like the Tommy I know. He's friendly and hey, let's go talk. That's cool. And last one I got for you here. Most profound piece of advice that you wish you had known sooner about life in general?
You know, learned it from Zig Ziglar. You know, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want, which fits right in with the giver's gain.
That motto, giver's gain, that's the big one for us. So, awesome. All right. Well, great, Tommy. We appreciate you sharing all these great things with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tommy, for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!